up, guys? Welcome to In the Grip Podcast. This is Josh Berry with AJ Cooper. AJ, what's up, dude?
Nothing at all, really. Just back at it. Going to talk a little golf. We got got a full house here.
We do.
All the mics are taken.
Yep.
We got our guest Hunter Baggett here. Hunter, how's it going?
It's going good. Glad to be here.
And Michael Williams is here to join in too. Michael, what's up?
I'm not really here. I'm just here to spectate.
Well,
Hunter is a good golfer. He's the good guest. I've been a guest multiple times. I'm here to just set the background.
Well, there's a mic in front of you, so you better use it a little bit. You better hear something. But no, I'm excited to be back talking a little golf.
Had league the other day. It's nice to get out there and play league.
Yeah, we had the one man, had league. Our Spirit Hollow trip is getting really close. So there's a lot of things to talk about. So
warmer weather, maybe ahead for the first time.
3 days
ever.
In the 90s or above 85 next week. So yeah, it's golf season. So let's get to it. What do we want to talk about first?
Baggett, what do you want to talk about?
I'm about sick of watching Barry chip in. That's the main thing I want to talk about.
Nope, I'm not the guest.
First week, Barry chips in. Right where he left off.
He had a terrible
second shot. Right of the right bunker and just went ahead and made it for a skin. Pretty simple.
Yeah, actually, we were up there and Hunter was like, I haven't chipped in. I don't even know the last time I chipped in. I said, because you hit the green every time, bitch. I don't hit the green, so I get right. more attempts at it.
Yeah, more opportunities. It's bound to happen.
Well, right? He picked up right where he left off. Made it through number one, through number two, no chip-ins. Number one, Barry chipped in. Number two, nobody chipped in. And then had to watch Butler chip in on number three. Still haven't chipped. I think last time I chipped in was over there.
Did you see Butler chip in any one-man weekend?
We'll get to it.
Yeah. So you've seen a few chip-ins here lately.
I'm sick of watching them.
None today, though? You played golf today. No chip-ins today?
No chip-ins today. Nope.
No, that's a lot of complaint. What'd you shoot Wednesday?
No good.
What'd you shoot?
Well, Wednesday I shot 31.
I would complain a lot.
Chipped in no times.
I haven't chipped in since 08.
We were sitting here talking, and Bagley was like, I should never tie for low net. And I said, well, when you shoot 31, you're probably going to tie for low net every once in a while. Yeah.
500 par on 9 holes.
Yeah.
Yep. Good chance you're going to tie for it. Yeah. And you should. The thing is, you're probably never going to win low net.
No, I never will. This is the first time I've ever tied. I've been playing here for this is the third year now.
Yeah. It doesn't happen often. But
nope.
It's pretty cool when somebody actually does it. You want to talk about league right now? Get that out of the way?
Yeah, Baggett brought it up. Let's talk about it.
All right, here, I'll go over kind of some of the results real quick so we can just chat about those. So, all right, low round for the week was Hunter, shot 31. Low net was a tie between two of the guys that are sitting right here. Yeah, Josh Berry had 37 for a net 31.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go ahead and tell him how you finished that round off?
Oh, God. No, I don't want to.
I saw a little bogey-bogey finish.
Bogey-bogey finish and left 7. I had a birdie putt and left it short, dead in the mouth.
15-footer for birdie on 7. 8, he had 200 yards in.
Oh, made bogey from that spot.
Made bogey from 200.
Rub it in, please.
Low net was yours, man, and you just kind of let it go away?
Yeah, I pissed it away. But you know, number nine, you good guys don't expect it. Yeah, it's a bogey hole for me for sure. But number eight was the real kick in the nuts.
Number eight's one.
Yeah.
Part five that you got 200 left in.
Yeah, I kind of played conservative, you know, but it is what it is. So.
Well, still, good round anyways. Anytime you're netting a 31, you play some good golf.
Mm-hmm.
And Hunter did a little 31 for a net 31.
But what did you say? What hole were we on? You're like, I'm getting the last four or something?
I felt it coming, yeah. Number six, T. I said, I'm going to get the last four. I did.
Got him.
Wow. He hit two pickups. Like, almost made, was it number four?
Number four or number seven. Well, I don't make any putts ever. So I'm trying to make birdies. So I hit it to pick up on four, hit it to pick up on seven, and I guess I hit it to pick up on eight. Did I hit to pick up on eight?
Yeah. Yep.
Nine, I hit it to 5 feet. That's how I make my birdies.
No,
I don't
make
any putts.
Yeah.
Five footer.
Real
good one.
Yeah. Real good putt.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's about the.
I told him about it. I was texting about it last night, and I was telling him about, like, I played with him at Butler, and I was like, I shot 37, thought I played pretty good. And then sometimes you play with them good guys, like, you know, you can play with AJ or something, and you know, you can shoot, like, in the 30s, which is pretty good for us, and then you all will just go shoot, like, 32 or 33, and it's just almost like a kick in the nuts, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The week before league started, I shot 32 and got beat. So, wow. Butler shot 31.
Yes, that's a fact, yeah.
I shot 32 and got beat. Yeah.
There's been some low scores out there. We talked about it. I mean, that course record, it's... I mean, it's
at 29. Right, I mean, I like to say it's out there, but you got to make some bombs to get to 29. You're going to hit it to pick up six times.
Yeah, I mean, you got to play seven really, really, really good holes.
Yeah, you're not going to hit it to pick up that many times.
Now, why don't you talk about how you shot 64 and how you finished that round off a couple years ago?
That's pretty standard for me. Missed a 3-footer on 17 for birdie, and then 360 lipped out a 10-footer on 18 for birdie. That's just pretty standard. If I don't hit it to pick up, I'm not birdieing.
Yeah, but I think, you know, 29 is out there. I think 63
is in danger. More than 29.
63 is in danger.
I think somebody's going to get 63 one of these days.
Yeah.
It's out there.
Yeah, 29's only been done once. So.
29's deep.
That is deep.
Especially on a Wednesday. You come out of the office and play 9 holes and shoot 29, you've done something.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Whoops. 63 on a Sunday game, though, it's going to happen. In the next 2 years, somebody's going to catch 63.
I texted AJ and Michael the other day, and I said, one of these records will get broke within the next couple of years, I'm telling you.
That's good. It's fun that we got the quality of play out there that
it
we
is.
Can talk about that.
That's why it brings people here.
Going to that, what did that guy tell you at the one man, that guy from out of town?
He was talking to me about how the old man that we played with.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So... Yeah, I didn't know he was down from around St. Louis, but he said he thought it might have been the first time he's ever played golf where everybody else in the group was better than me.
Yeah.
And, and he was playing with all local dudes.
Yep.
And, but on Saturday, I had another guy I was playing with. He talked about a scramble. He went to St. Louis and played the big money scramble, and they ended up winning. His group did, but he said, you know, the crazy thing is, he said, I can list off like 20 guys in this area. And I feel like we could have grabbed anybody from those 20, and we could have went down there and won that thing. Went down to St. Louis where, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of golfers down there. So, we have a ton of good golfers right here in this area. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and a lot of them are our home guys. I mean, we were talking about our Wednesday crew. Look how good they are. I mean, you know, Trav doesn't play a lot of Wednesdays, but he's a Mosswood guy, you know. I mean, and...
Same with Noah.
Noah Wilson, yeah. Right.
But, yeah, and you look at the last two Wednesdays. I mean, this Wednesday was the first one in the men's league, and the ones before a lot of guys played, I mean, there was a 31, a 32, and a 31.
Yeah.
Shot, you know. And that's not a whole bunch of rounds out there. I mean, we're talking 65 rounds of golf with the majority of those 65 cannot play like that.
And I would say not the ideal conditions. Extremely wet, windy, cold.
Right.
You know, you're not getting the ball flight you normally are.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I don't know. I think 29's out. I think it might be done on a Wednesday this year. We'll see.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right. So, just to continue. So, the skins. There was a skin on hole number one. Josh Berry. Well done. Little chip in birdie.
Little. Shit.
Big time chip in birdie. hole three. Brock Butler chipped in for a birdie there, and that won him a skin. Hole four. Brock Idris made a birdie for net less than birdie, so he won that one. Gary Shea won number five. I think he had a birdie for net less than birdie, whatever it was.
2.5.
Yeah, 2.5. So, good job, Gary Shea. Hunter Baggett finally got one of his five birdies. One of them was good for a skin. Hole number six. And then Tyler Adams, birdie on number eight. So, 3.5. So, there's your skins for the week.
What handicap hole is number eight?
Just the last one.
What is...
Is it a nine? Is it an easiest hole?
What one?
Eight's...
No, it's not.
Surely not. Six, he's not a nine,
six
is he?
Is. Six and seven.
What is Tyler's handicap?
Tyler Adams is a nine.
He almost played with us, right?
Men's League nine handicap.
Yeah, he's one. Yeah. Yep. I think we'll talk about him
on every hole.
Yeah. I think we'll talk about him later on, AJ. Later on in the year, Tyler Adams and his shit will get bumped down.
He's been playing several Sunday games, even.
Yeah, just by the golf cart.
Yeah,
I think he just has a couple holes he might blow up or something. That's what he was telling me.
He played his last three 1-under.
Yeah,
he's in a 9 handicap. That's going to make some money.
His brother's got a really nice simulator.
Oh yeah, so they play winter golf.
Yep.
Yeah. In good form, it shows right there. Just broke in. So, Lonette's carrying over next week.
Seven and eight.
So, and I think Lonette, I had it written down somewhere, but would have paid out like $50. So, there's 51 something carrying over the next week.
Be 120. With it being 90 degrees, it should be $120.
Yeah, Lonette next week's going to be big time paycheck. So, Yeah, everybody should get out and play some golf.
Hell yeah. It really didn't have that many golfers either, and you said eight of them were from were guys that don't normally play?
Yeah, eight. So we have 41 golfers. Eight of the 41 have not turned in a league score in at least the last 2 years. And I think seven of the eight have never turned in a league score before, or six of the eight had never. So, you ever got some new guys showing up to play? I mean, next week, if you want to win Lone Ed, you better show up. But I'm going to go ahead and call it. I bet we have 65 guys next week.
Yeah, it'll take 29.
Yeah.
29 will win.
Yeah.
29 will win, 30 will tie.
Conditions weren't really great this week either.
They weren't. I might have to have a talk with Randy, see if he wants to set up a little more difficult for
the Wednesday. It wasn't too hard to bet, or too hard last week.
Well, you and I can set bims if we need to.
Yeah, we can. I didn't get to play last week, so it'll be my first Wednesday, so I'm going to be excited.
Mm-hmm. No, it was good.
Well, let's keep them rolling. We'll keep doing results on here. Of course, we'll send out the emails and stuff like that.
And we'll bring back Handicap Police, too. Obviously, week one, you really can't do nothing, especially since... Yeah, there was a couple 30
Barry,
ones.
Yeah, you'd be the only one. On
yep, I know that I'm going to get...
We call Handicap Police off on the week Barry shot good. That's how it goes.
Yeah, no Handicap Police this week.
That's Lee. Let's talk about the one man. 63 golfers played last weekend in some tough weather.
Brutal.
Yeah, really it was. Wind was crazy both days.
Long, wet, windy.
Really long golf course. Some of the holes played as long as I ever remember them playing. Hole number four.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, hole four. So, on Sunday from the Blues with the back pin, that's probably like somewhere in between 420 and 430.
And wind in your mouth.
It was playing like 505.
Yeah. I saw Butler, which is one of the longest players at Mosswood. He hit 6-iron the first time, and I saw him go back and put that 6-iron in his bag and grab 5-iron.
Yeah.
One of the longest players in the area.
Players in the area. Yep, he went back for 5-iron.
Yeah.
It was brutal.
It was. But some good golf. Speaking of Butler, he ended up winning, shot 10 under both days.
Pretty damn good.
That's so good in that win.
You got to, hell yeah.
I talked to him a little bit after the first round as I was leaving after I had to help out. I had softball on Sunday and ran into him as I was walking out, and he's like, man, my game was good. He goes, I left 3 or 4 out there on Saturday. Yeah. So he was feeling it.
And then Sunday, he clipped you by one.
He clipped me by one. It was a grind for me. I struggled on the front. I birdied 9 to get to 4 under through 9 holes, and he was 6, and then I guess I made the only bomb I made all weekend was on number one the second time through, and he made a 20-footer like he did all weekend long, and then
putter was hot.
Two, he earned it on number two. He hit both balls in the water and still made par, so that's where he earned the win on number two. But I finally caught him on number five, and then on 16, he hit it to 35, 45 feet, somewhere around there, and I had 70 yards in, hit it 15 feet, and he made a bomb, and I made par, so he earned it there too, and then... No. Speaking of chipping in, he chipped in on 17, too. That's, almost made the first one at Southern Lip after it banked off the stick, and he went ahead and made the second one. So he earned it. So he played good.
Bomb on 16, chip in on 17.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of stuff for TV right there.
Yeah, he earned it. Nobody can take that one from him.
Yeah, no, I started today 4 back from you guys, and I was playing pretty well. Shot 7 on the front and thought, you know, here we go. And then turned around and made a par on 2 on the par 5 and thought, well, there's my chances. But then I stood on 3T and I looked back and I saw Butler back in the drop zone.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew just through talking to people that all right, there's my chance. And then I made 3 pars in a row after that. So that was kind of the end of my comeback.
We were all worried about you. And then on number 5, somebody told us you hit it out of bounds 3 times out of your first 4 shots. And then we were excited, like we had the tournament ahead of you.
Well,
then turns out that he weren't out of bounds.
Yeah. No, first one was way out of bounds. Second one was potential out of bounds. So I went back to the bag and grabbed 2 more balls. And third one, I just punched out to the middle, like a little punch driver. Yeah. And then the fourth one, I tried to swing really hard at the fourth, and I topped it. And it still ended up being my best ball of the four, but I didn't top it. I hit really thin. But, it turns out number 2 was still in play, so.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. But it didn't matter. I made par with it.
Well, 10 under is a good score on Sunday.
Yeah, it was tough. The wind was crazy brutal.
And I told Butler when we finished, I said, if you had told me I'd have shot 9 to start the day, I'd have told you it won, for sure. I was happy with my 9 under. I mean, I made one long putt, but If you had told me I shot 9 to start the day, I'd have taken it and sat in the clubhouse.
Yeah, I saw the forecast that it was going to be crazy windy, and I said, well, you know, got to go shoot something crazy like 11 and then just hope everybody else struggles. I need everybody else to shoot like 7.
Yeah.
Which was...
It was 7 was out there easy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, a lot of good players shot. Listen, do you guys got other flight results?
I do, because...
A couple people slipped into A-Flight.
Because Duck put it on
cheap buys
page.
Okay, yeah, let's pull that up. Look at it. We'll talk about what everybody else did.
Griff went for a pile of money in A-Flight. He ended up shooting 4, I think, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. He played with us.
All right, so championship flight, 4th place was Dan Crawford, who was tied for the lead, I believe, after day 1. Calcutta... We mentioned that. A-Flight, 3-way tie for 1st. Brian Williams, Hunter Feldworth, and John Filkins. 4-way tie for 4th. Gary Anders, Chris Griffin, Lance Market, Courtney Dow, Calcutta. John Filkins 1st, Courtney Dow 2nd. Brian Williams, Hunter Feldworth, Lance Market, Merkert tied for 3rd. B-Flight, 1st place, Dan McFate, which he has the... He's the first person I've ever been at a tournament at Mosswood that didn't pay for the multi-hole.
No, really?
Really?
I didn't know he had... He won his flight?
Won his flight.
Knew what he was doing. Yeah. Saved his 10 bucks.
Tied for 2nd was Jordan Anderson, Paul Schmitz, Aaron Gibbs, Matt Anderson, Calcutta, Aaron Gibbs, and Dan McFate tied for 1st. Tied for 3rd, Paul Schmitz, Jordan Anderson, Matt Anderson, Jerry Quinn, and then C-Flight, 2-way tie for 1st, Thornhill and Mark Butler. 3rd, Miles Kite. 4th, Harry Anderson. Calcutta. 1st, Granera. No first name. And then 2nd, Thornhill and Miles Kite tied for 2nd in Calcutta.
Butler's cleaned house.
Yeah.
Tied 1st.
Yeah. Mark was due.
Yeah.
He lost on the card, I think, the last 2 years. So he was due.
Well, good. Only one potential shootout, right?
Yes.
And made him draw the flag,
which is awesome. See in this flight, yeah.
And then he did shoot out, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Gibbs said he earned his flight, too. He said he made several long ones
from the way I talked to him. So, what'd he shoot day 2? You said he played. Tied for 1st in Calcutta?
I think he won Calcutta.
Who's that?
If I remember right.
Aaron Gibbs?
Aaron Gibbs tied for 1st in Calcutta.
What was that number?
68 or 9.
That's a good round.
Yeah, playing good.
He practices and plays more than anybody out there.
Yeah, all those rounds
earned it.
Yeah. Good. Well, I mean, I don't know. Anything stick out to you guys about the one man? I thought it went well. I mean, weather was so horrible going into it. Didn't get a chance to mow or do any work on the greens.
It wasn't a bad turnout for the weather they projected. It was supposed to be even worse than I think what we got. So
right. Yeah, we were able to play golf the whole time. No delays or anything.
Yeah.
It was interesting. You know, I was there Saturday and, you know, wasn't there Sunday, but we're sitting there kind of working on flighting teams and getting skins, and the last skin we were wondering was 13. I think there was one birdie until maybe the last or second to last card came in and cut it, so only 2 birdies on 13.
Right.
The whole day.
That was a front pin.
Yeah, it wasn't that tough of a hole.
I had under 80 yards in both times.
Yeah.
And didn't make birdie either time.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty crazy. That's what wins those skins.
Seward had a little hole out from, I think, like a $150.
Yep.
On 16, I think it would have been. Or no, it would have been 7. Hole 7.
I knew he was playing good. He went out of his way after 6 holes to come talk to me. And first thing he told me was he double bogeyed his 1st hole, and he hit it all 14 times. He didn't hit one out of bounds. Nice. Didn't hit in the hazard. He hit it all 14 times. And then he was just dying for me to ask him what he was at. And as soon as I asked him, he told me -2. So I knew he was playing good because he was dying to come tell somebody how good he was playing after that.
I saw him
on number 7 after his tee shot. And
oh, he holed out right after
that. He told me after the round that he could feel it coming. So he said 5, he hit it to pickup. 6, he hit it to the front pin. It was a multi-pin, of course. He hit it to pickup. Already on 6, so he went and grabbed another pin and aimed at a different flag and hit that one to pick up 2. So he felt it coming on 7. He just went ahead and made it on 7.
Yeah. Dude, I think he might have hit a pickup on four also. So
yeah, I think that's right.
I could have used a lot of those shots. I could have used a lot of those birdies he had, so, and that eagle.
I just don't really know how you hit it 14 times on eight, but hey, if you got it to 206 after that, then more power to you.
Yeah, so you made double on the first hole of his nine and shot four under for the nine.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was not in championship flight. Mm-mm. So, yeah, I think I can make some good scores, that's for sure. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think there was nothing crazy. Like, we didn't have our usual people pissed off about stuff, things like that.
One complaint I heard from, which I only call it a complaint because I heard it from two totally different people, is about the number of flights, because there was a lot of people in some of the flights. But
That's pretty simple. So it's
can't make them all happy.
Yeah, it's a formula. Like 63 golfers is four flights. And I think if you go to 70 golfers, that's when you get in the. So yeah, we have like payout schedule and everything. It's just based on that. So yeah, sorry. Yeah, I mean.
But I think
still paying four places. We go to five, and
four places, four flights.
Yeah, if we go to another flight,
you're dropping to three places.
You were only paying three places. But, so
you know, I think that's pretty. I mean, if that's the biggest complaint you got, I think that's a successful tournament.
Yeah,
you can't make them all happy.
I do think. Well, the tenderloins early on Saturday were the best tenderloins we've ever had out there. Anybody else notice that?
Late really on good. Sunday, Penny had them out there running them, and they were fire.
Late on Sunday? Yeah, I may not have had a late one.
I know I had early Saturday. They were good.
Yeah.
Early Saturday, they were good.
Yeah, they were excellent. And they were excellent. I spent plenty of money on those.
So how's Calcutta?
Calcutta was a little down. We just didn't have any big money spenders.
Barry and I bought some shit teams.
Oh, God.
Let's go ahead and call Shreg out on that.
Yeah, I bought three teams. One of them withdrew.
And I thought Shreg was the best buy, too.
WD, Jeez. Huh?
Yeah, WD, but he gave me my money back. He felt bad about it. He honestly was injured and couldn't play. And
yeah, four or five WDs, right?
Yeah, what the hell? I've never seen that.
Yeah.
Randy was one of them. His arm was hurting.
I think two of them were injured. I think only one was like somebody, you know, too drunk to plug off.
I didn't know that you could do that. I should have done that for the past like 8 years.
I thought it was a good tournament. I thought, you know, for as far as the golf course, for what the hand we were dealt, I thought it played fine. And probably the guy who hit it the best and putted it the best is the guy who came out the winner. So
I'd agree with that.
That's the way it's supposed to happen.
Heard the greens really held up well for how much rain we got.
They really did, yeah.
Yeah, they're fine. Yeah, you know, look forward to next year.
Hopefully don't.
I so love one man golf.
Best tournament of the year.
I will play at some point.
You didn't play this year?
I've never played.
Why?
That's the things going on.
You're a busy man.
But I will play at some point.
That's a good one.
All right. Well, let's jump right into this real deal. We've been talking about this for a long time. We've kind of created some comparisons.
I sent you all.
Yep. And so these are guys that to you too. Is this guys that plays at Mosswood or is this our group?
So it started out as well. I think it started out with the original, the OG, the two OGs.
Me, it started out. Me and AJ and Michael and Ryan have this group text, and I said something. I remember I got it started. I don't remember what it was. So-and-so kind of looks or plays golf like so-and-so on the PGA Tour.
Yeah,
and I think it started, we had two from Mosswood, and then we went into the Spirit Hollow group, and then kind of expanded from there.
All right, so.
Well, let's start with the first two. The first two we said, I think, are the easiest.
Bill Haas.
Is Mike Fulton is Tiger.
Yes, Mike Fulton is Tiger Woods. No doubt about that.
Mosswood, yeah.
And
yeah.
Kenny, his dad Kenny, is Jack.
Yeah.
I think those are the two easiest ones.
And then the whole group. The next easiest one was AJ was the first guy to kind of.
So he's Rory.
Yeah. AJ was the first guy to press Mike, you know. I'm talking about, you know, the first good guy since Mike.
Right.
And that's where we got Rory. Well,
and then it kind of went from there.
So here's this list.
I'm going to go another OG one while we look through here. Terry Kendrick.
TK.
As Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, again, one of the OGs.
Great golfer back in the day. Can tell a story.
Right.
Runs tournaments tournaments.
Promotion of stuff outside and
favorite.
The King. And Arnold created the Golf Channel. And Terry, I mean. So Terry was there in the beginning for the one-man scramble.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know.
And I was just telling that story today about how many guys he used to get in that thing. I was telling Josh.
Or even you know, all the tournaments out at Mosswood, Terry was, you know.
And he took control of it, ran them well.
We need to get Terry from Norwoods to come to Mosswood.
Yeah.
We need to recruit him back.
Yeah, it would be good if we could. I mean,
my personal favorite podcast we ever did was the TK one.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Awesome.
TK's good, fun. Dude.
We got to get him back
on. You could have TK on once every couple months and he'd tell different stories and they'd all be great.
Yep. Oh, he was just telling me another story the other day. And I was like, how did we not get that on the pod? And he was like, you might not want it on. I don't know if that guy would, you know, want it on. But, yeah, I mean, it's just a great story.
Next time you bring him, you need to get Brian and Tracy over from Norwoods. They've got some stories. Yeah. I listened to several of them tonight, and, oh, boy, there's something.
Yeah, that's
Them two have been around a long time. They've got some good stories. They've seen a lot of good golf, a lot of bad golf. They've got some stories.
All right, so somebody give me – we're sitting here looking at these lists of comparisons. Somebody give me, like, a favorite.
Right? What do you mean?
Like something you look at it and you think, oh, that's funny.
That's a good one.
I like Jeremy Moss and Pat Perez myself.
I was just looking at that.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's perfect. You know, not afraid to say anything. What's on their mind?
Loud.
Yeah, loud, funny.
Fun to be around.
Just, yeah, good time.
Here's one of my favorites. Ralph Lemon Jelly is Lee Trevino. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's funny.
On this list, it says Gibbs is Chesson Hadley, but I like Gibbs as Sung J.M. because he plays in every tournament.
I just threw a name out there because I think I was watching and I thought he kind of looked like Hadley, but he is definitely, as far as playing, he's M. There's no doubt about it. He plays more than anybody.
Yeah, that's true.
Griff and Max Home is good. Griff's always roasting everybody on social media.
That's like exactly Max why we picked him.
Yeah,
that's very good.
Hunter, I like Hunter and Xander. A lot of similarities there. I like Paul and give him Damon, Joel Damon.
That's good.
Yep.
I like this one. Art is Fred Couples. He's one of them three. You know, I mean, you got TK and Kenny, and you got Art up there.
Hey, I heard our new greenskeeper's a player. Everybody keeps telling me that. I haven't seen him out there playing yet, but I heard he's a player.
Yeah, he hasn't played Mosswood yet. I asked him when's the last time he played. He said he played in Kansas City like a few weeks ago.
We need to get him out there for a men's league night. We need to get him out there for a men's league night. I think he's the real deal.
But Artie had that smooth, you know, he had that, you know, Freddie Couple smooth, you know, looked like he was swinging real slow, but still striking it well. I mean, I like a lot of these. I like Todd Shoemate and Furyk.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of similarities. Todd kind of even comes around on the ball a little bit, you know, like Furyk does.
Their motion, like just, you know, tempo and stuff is real similar.
Noah and Abe Answer. What's up with that? What's the similarities there besides
they're the smallest people on earth?
I text AJ and I say he's got to be somebody small on tour.
Their forearms up to their chin.
Yeah. But then they hit it like right into the hole.
Oh, yeah. And putt machines, both of them.
Grant O'Brien, Shane Lowry. That's a good one.
That was from Ryan. That Ryan, we were playing with Duck, and he came over to me and said, that's got to be Shane Lowry.
Barry, you're Spieth.
Yeah, he's good, though.
Yeah.
So, who's Debo?
Debo is Beef. Andrew Johnston.
Debo. Who's Debo, though?
Derek Adams.
I don't know him, I guess.
Big guy.
You will.
One of my
Tyler is his brother.
Yeah.
Let's go. I mean, we can go through here. We had Josh Potterfield as Cameron Champ. Both hit the ball a long ways. Mm-hmm. Can get hot at times. Yogi is Bill Haas because he looks like Bill Haas.
Paris is Gary Woodland. That seems good. Both dry. Matt Paris told me we were playing $200 a hole scramble this week. And he was reading the putt. He said, I think it goes right. So, team, that means you got to aim left. If it's breaking right, you got to aim left. Best advice I ever heard on the golf course.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing with Matt, sneaky good athlete as well. Other thing with Woodland is he's from that state out west. So.
Yeah.
We never picked one for Brock Butler. We had John Rahm, Victor Hovland, Scotty Scheffler.
I don't know.
I think just with his build, he's a Rahm build.
Yeah. He's a Rahm build. You know,
his swing's more like a Rahm than it is.
Rahm gets kind of flaming pissed sometimes, like Butler does. Butler can get pissed.
Yeah.
When Butler gets pissed, you just got to go keep your distance.
Is this Brock Idris's Cantlay?
Yeah.
And then Shoemate's Furyk. Oh, well, let me ask you the GQ Maverick McNeely.
Well, I mean, that's has to do with net worth.
Yeah. that's a wealth thing.
What's Maverick McNeely do? I don't even know anything about that.
His dad, like, owns AT&T or something.
Oh,
like
really?
That. Or, well, yeah,
I never knew
he
that.
He grew up on, they have a house on Pebble Beach. And,
yeah.
Yeah, well,
it's a lot easier to go big if you got that much money to throw at it.
When we settle on Brian Williams, Harris English, Hovland?
Hovland or English. Man, I don't remember who we said.
Brian Williams.
I know Ryan Williams.
Terrell Hatton. That was a good one.
Yeah,
that might be the best one we got. Yeah,
first time I ever played with Brian Williams, he said, I think, 38 cuss words on the first hole.
I like Tyler Adams, Matt Wolf, can hit the ball. I mean, probably at one until recently had the record for the fastest club head speed at the simulator, Benson simulator,
right?
Until it was recently broken, but can get hot and can also get, you know, AWOL a little bit.
Yeah, Matt Wolf either shoots 65 or 80. Yeah,
Friedank is Snedeker. Griff is Max Homan. Trav and Brooks Koepka, that's a good one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
dude.
Bill, how they play, you know, dress a little bit similar, kind of prep boy.
I guess the only thing with me and Spieth is we're both head cases, but, like, he's, like, won some, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I got to just win some shit in order to beat him, but,
then,
yeah, I get the head case thing.
You just won. Tied for first place and we'll own that.
Yeah.
Week, so.
And then we got Ryan Watson as Kevin Kisner. You know, just out there, not hitting it as far as everybody, but just getting there 10-2 and cashing checks. And as Kisner says, ain't no hobby.
Ain't no hobby. And they pay a lot for 20th.
Yep. And then Brian Foey, that's mine. Peter Malnati, because Brian is as big a Mizzou guy as ever. I've never played with Foey. So I just like, well, we'll get him. Yeah, the Z boy.
Yep.
Yep. Who is this?
Fulton Tiger.
Okay. I was like,
and then we got Aaron Benson as Bryson. Both hit the ball a long way. Probably study their game as much as anybody. Have their own little
cool setup.
Cool setup
home.
In their home or close enough for Benson.
Yeah.
I like Knocker and Higgs.
Harry Higgs.
The left-handed hit Harry Higgs. Very
beautiful. Harry Higgins, I mean, that dude is a trip. He's awesome.
He is.
Yeah. Love me some Harry Higgs. Love me some Knocker, too.
Durock as Padre Carrington is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense.
Buzzy's Rich Beam.
They look alike. Lance Dorsett, Jason Duffner. A lot of similarities in there. Doesn't have the waggle like I do with Duffner, but everything else would be there.
Duff has got the waggle.
Yeah. Honestly, you would have had to mend Duffner with the waggle.
No. Yours is like a quick waggle. His is slow, big old dip in waggle.
Mm-hmm.
Big old dip in.
Yeah. Yeah, mine was, Ryan said, Duff. You got the Duffner waggle and Phil Mickelson calves.
Oh, yeah. Charles Clad is fluff. He's the cat.
He looks like fluff.
Yeah, he does look
that is pretty good.
Yeah, I just, and then at the bottom, I just threw names because we didn't. You know, who would Matt Seward be?
I kind of always thought of him as Brooks. Like Brooks Koepka.
There's a little Brooks there.
Yeah.
Both of them like got a bigger build and shit. Yeah, I could see Scrap being him. So then, all right. So let's say Scrap's Brooks. Who's Trav? Justin Thomas?
No.
I'm just looking at these guys on the list.
Right.
He's not Cam Smith.
Travis Brooks. Only shows up to the big tournaments.
Travis Brooks. I think that's Travis Brooks. Scrap's just going to have to.
Scrap's Sergio because they're both psycho.
Yeah, head cases. Yeah, I like Scrap and Sergio. Mm. I like that a lot.
I don't know. You got anyone else?
Who else is? I'm just thinking of. Let me see this list, AJ. Who is John Browning?
Oh,
whoever the
Smiley Kaufman.
John Daly
likes to party.
No, I think it's John Daly plus whoever finishes last in the PGA Tour. Whatever that combination is.
Yeah, Smiley. Smiley had the deal with Nat Light.
Yeah, likes to party, sucks at golf.
Natural Light.
Man.
He didn't suck that long ago. He was fun ago.
He was. He went downhill just
Smiley.
He got good.
Yeah, I mean, he was in the last group of the Masters that year.
Yeah, and he won. He's won on the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
I had an old teammate that was just playing with Smiley in the Monday qualifier. That's
you
how
did?
Bad Smiley is now. Yeah.
Yeah, Smiley's struggling.
Don't talk yourself down. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just
who we had Buford and Zach Johnson.
That's a good one. Steady Eddie. Never gets too worked up.
Yep.
What's Paris? Matt. Or Keith Paris, I mean. Not Matt.
Who's He's Keith? Like an, a man like Bernhard Langer.
Bernhard Langer.
No,
that's
I don't
it.
Know. Langer, no.
He could be.
A different person.
What about Gary?
He could.
Gary Player.
Yeah, but Keith's like older and just whoops everybody's ass. Yeah. All these old dudes.
Right.
He could be.
One of the better old guys.
And, like, all them old guys don't play in the good tournaments like the one man and shit. And Bernhard plays in the Masters. And Keith plays in the one man most of the time.
Keith could be Bernhard. I mean,
where was Keith at this year?
He sure in the hell wasn't farming.
No, he wasn't farming.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who some of the old. I mean, you got. I mean, who would be the most interesting man? Do we have anybody that would be Miguel in hell?
Miguel.
I don't know if we have a Miguel.
That is Tule Elliott.
Yeah, I could see that.
Tule's got to grow out his hair a little bit, yeah. But I think he can do it. I don't know. Yeah, that's fun. Looking at this, just kind of doing that shit.
What about Randy Parnas, Fred Funk?
Yep.
Fred Funk.
Knocks
it out
at
there.
Zero distance, but it's going to be in the middle. Going to get it around the green and get down.
You ask him what score he had. He said, I made par. And every now and then he'll say, I made birdie.
Yep.
Hits every green.
Yeah. Pretty simple game. Keeps it right in front of him. All right. Does Home Bank want to sponsor this one?
Sponsor what?
Let's just cut it into that.
Yeah. What now?
This episode is sponsored by Home Bank. Thank you, Hunter Baggett. Josh Wilson.
That is Noah Wilson's dad, the biggest sandbagging son of a bitch on the course.
I don't know, man.
Maybe that time me and Noah got fucked up at the bar and stayed at your house, and Heidi almost divorced you over the deal.
Weren't he married yet?
It was bad news.
It was a one man, and I had Noah and Baggett and Butler staying at my house, and Noah wakes up at 5 in the morning, and of course, I'm the one playing in the morning. They're afternoon, like 1, 2, and, you know, whatever. And, yeah, and I hear the fucking shower going. And I wake up 45 minutes later, and the shower's still on. And I go walk in there, and I'm like, who's in the fucking shower? And Butler's like, Noah, go get him. So I go in there, and I said, Noah, you all right? He said, Barry, is that you? I said, yeah. He said, dude, I'm still fucked up. I said, yeah, I know you are. And he said, dude, I said, you've been in here for an hour. What are you doing? I mean, it was just steaming. It was 120 in there.
Smoke rolling over the bathroom door, I remember. And I was on a couch that was 6 foot long.
I said, get out of there, and I'll help you whatever you need. So he comes out, and he's like, I ain't got my glass. I ain't got nothing. So he goes walking in his underwear at fucking 5 in the morning outside to his truck to look for his glasses, and he's got his little contact thing in his hand. And I was like, oh, your contacts are in there. He's like, no, they're not in here. I said, oh, they're not in the little case? And he said, no, they're not in here. I said, okay, so we're looking through his truck and all that shit. And 6 minutes later, he picks up the contact case. He's like, Barry, we're good. And I said, you said your contacts weren't in here. He said, they're not in there. I said, you just told me they weren't in there. No, they better be in there. That's what I've been looking for. I said, well, I found them 20 minutes ago. And then so he opens them up, and he's like, yeah, we're good. So he puts them in, and we're sitting in my living room, and Butler and Baggett are on the couches. And
tell him how long my couch was. That son of a bitch was 4 foot fucking long.
Baggett kept pushing on the end of that and pushing on the end of that, and he said, I kept thinking it'd stretch out, and it never did.
It didn't.
And so Noah goes, what time is it? I said, it's 5:15, and he said, 5:15, why are we up? And Butler goes, bitch, you woke everybody up.
Noah's struggling through.
That was one of the most mornings of my life.
But in 20 years, we'll talk about this one man. And I will always bring that story up every year. I think us three always will bring that up.
I thought I was being good going home. I called Barry about 12 o'clock. He was already laid up. And I mean, no longer.
I got home, I showered.
And I mean, I laid down in bed and that whole house was spinning. I got up and blew chunks for 2 hours. Finally went to bed.
I'm in bed and Heidi goes, how was Baggett? And I said, really? He's pretty good. 15 minutes later, I hear him just throwing up. And I'm like, oh, my God, dude.
It's bad. And then once Noah woke me up that morning, I couldn't hardly shimmy out on that porch enough to blow chunks off the front porch. It's bad.
Damn, how'd you guys play the next day?
Terrible. Me and Noah laid around and we tried everything in the book. We went out there and both shot about 200.
Noah and Butler rode on a cart and they were watching me play in the morning. And Noah looked at me and he said, Barry, I hope you go win this thing. He said, but I got to go to the car and take a nap. And that year it was really hot.
I stayed at your house the whole morning, I think. I didn't even come out there. Glad we've all grown up since then.
Have we?
Yep.
Yeah. Y'all still young pups. I'm really gray beard over here.
Shit. You are the old man. Barely older than me, though.
You want to get on the Spirit?
Yeah, let's talk Spirit. So we are how many days away from leaving for Spirit?
21.
21
days.
3 weeks.
20 for some of these, some people.
Yeah, some people are going a day early, so, I mean, what's on everybody's minds? Like, what are you looking forward to the most?
That's I'm trying to get this first pick. That's
all I care about is the scramble, dude.
So, Hunter, you're worried about...
I'm a rookie. I should get first pick. I'll make my argument on here, too.
Best golfer out
there. And he just shot 31 Wednesday.
Yeah. But rookie, hey, though. Yeah, the scramble portion, I mean, that's the end of it. That's the end of the weekend.
The best team never wins the scramble.
There's three rounds.
That surely happened last year, right? I'm pretty sure my team got last.
Yeah, the best team never wins the scramble. That's how it goes.
Well, I'm going to say this. We got second, and if you added our handicap up, we were like – maybe 15 strokes worse than every other team.
Who was your squad?
Me, Ryan, Shane, and Trav.
You sound pretty good to me.
Yeah, that don't sound bad at me.
I'm real bad. Shane's not
everybody. Good. No, everybody in that group can make putts.
That's all it comes down to in a scramble. I mean, if you got Trav, he's going to hit it out of the middle every time. You're kind of flip wedging.
And we just,
it's no big deal.
Yeah, and we got – I had three different pickup.
Okay.
12 and 15, we had pickup birdies. I had Trav hitting 12, one to 6 inches.
Stupid pickup birdie. That's a tough par 3.
Yeah, and then Trav hit
one. Is that over the water?
No, it's up on top of the hill. You're like up on top of the hill.
Yeah, that is
11 is the cut.
That feels like it always plays wrong.
Par 4 with the creek.
Yeah, I don't remember where 12. It goes. You go up that hill to the left.
You go up the hill on the right, and there's a big hill on the left. Everything
it's covers. Right before you get on the
bitch.
That's
a long ass.
And then everything drops
3.
Off the right.
It's like 240 from the tips, isn't it?
Yeah, way stretched out from the tips.
Yeah, it's way out there.
And then Trav hit one to about 2 inches right before, and then 2 seconds later, AJ hold out on 6.
I'm trying to think of hole 6. Which one's hole 6?
That's the one
with the water on the left. Yep. It's a short hole. Kind of.
Oh, yeah.
You can hit hybrid. You can hit hybrid and still have 9-iron in or whatever.
Yeah, from tees we play, it's pretty short. Yeah.
Man, I remember that time we seen Benson hit one to like 10 feet
off
the tee.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
From front tees.
I've never played it from the
back. It's short.
You can get there.
My asshole coach always made me play it from the back.
Which,
well, things are different now.
Well, I think I set a record. I had, one year I had an 11 the first time I played it.
On 6?
Yep, and then birdied it. I had to pick up birdie the second.
Yeah.
So 8 strokes better.
That's good. That's good.
Yep.
It's a good course.
It's such a good golf course. I'm ready for Friday morning tee off for me.
So let's ask how are you good guys? So there's 7 A's. How are you all going to pick scramble teams?
Well,
how are you going to pick order?
We got to go play for it. I ain't
going. Sounds like we're playing for it.
That's the Spirit.
So now we know that everybody, all 7 guys, will be there the Wednesday we do the draft.
Well, we hope.
Really, the only one that was in question was Trav, and he said he'd be there because he's a captain. I mean, he has to draft a Ryder Cup team.
So let's just assume all 7 guys are going to be there that Wednesday. So we got to figure out how to play for it that Wednesday.
Let's peg it at 4 and play together. 18 holes.
Well, what time's draft?
9,
yeah.
So
if we tee it at 4, we can get 18 holes in.
Yeah, we'll play till dark.
I say we play together. 2 groups.
Yeah, you got to.
Okay. Peg it at 4. 2 groups, 4 o'clock. If you're not there, you go last pick.
All right, so then you shoot the
Shoot
the low score.
I wouldn't say last pick. I think you pick your spot.
I think if you win it, you pick what order you want to go. Yeah.
If you win, you pick what order.
Yeah, it's a snake draft, so
yeah.
Pick what spot you want to pick in. All right, what if there's ties? How are we going to hit them? We flip coin?
Flip coin.
Yeah, I think you just flip a coin. Or you all do a putt-off or whatever you all want to do.
No, I ain't playing AJ in a putt-off.
No, and it's going to be dark by the time we know.
Let's flip a coin. If you do playoffs, it'll take forever.
Yeah.
Flip it.
Well, let me ask you this as you scramble golfers. What are you looking for when you pick?
I think it depends on the player.
Are you looking for putters? Are you looking for guys that can get you off the tee? What are you looking for?
Yeah, you know, it's always like... In the past, my, you know, ultimate goal was always to have a guy that I thought was a really good putter, and then also have a guy that I thought could hit tee balls, like, out there in case I hit a bad tee ball.
See, I'm solely looking for a putter.
Yeah.
Putter and a wedge player. That's all I'm looking for. I'm not concerned about the tee shot.
Yeah, it's starting to look more like you got to just go putters.
If you have 100 yards or 140, it don't make a shit bit of difference, in my opinion.
So, I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Also, look at how everybody's playing coming into it. Somebody's playing really good, and I feel like they're hot. I'm gonna try to get them on my tee.
Me and Michael were talking, and so your top seven are obviously your A's, and then, you know, 8 and 9, Josh Potterfield, Brian Blooms, and then probably Bronson, and then...
Duck right there. Duck ain't too far along.
Hey, Duck had been playing until the one man.
Yeah.
He had been.
What did he shoot Wednesday?
Duck shots.
He's going to be 40s. Handicapped, police.
See, I got it here.
No, I thought he's only
hang
four.
On, hang
right.
on, hang on. Here he is.
Josh Potterfield's looking 41. Good for the first 41. Pick.
41, and he bogey par bogey to finish.
This is what I'm saying, is that, so you have...
I think Brian Williams and Josh Potterfield, one of those is going to be the first pick.
For sure. I mean, they're going to go one and two.
Which one's first?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Well, Josh Potterfield, somebody's looking for a tee shot if they're wanting Josh.
Well, Brian said what?
Yeah. Josh rolls it fine.
Yeah. I mean, Josh is pretty good putter.
They're both the same putters.
Who's going to be good that week?
Playing more than Josh right now.
Yeah.
Those scrambles, it's all come down to who makes the 20 footers. You don't know. You can't pick them out of the whole group that's going to Spirit. Yep. Somebody's going to get hot and make those 20 footers.
There's also 8 guys here who you can flip a coin and it's like, okay, who's going to play good that day? That's all it is.
You got Bronson, who played unbelievably well at the
Goonie Bird.
And then you got Flute, who can get hot, GQ, who's a competitor, Duck, Josh, Jeremy Moss, Knock, I mean, Lance Dorsett, Gibbs. I mean, I think that's...
Picking a scrambler from an old player is the biggest deal.
You're right.
I think that group is all pretty competitive. Foey is a question mark.
What Foey?
Brian Foey.
I remember playing last... My problem is I'm going to have to pick my first player, and whoever I pick my first player, they're picking the rest of my team, because I don't know several of the guys.
Well, if you pick me, then you won't have an issue, and I don't think I'll bitch if I'm on your team. So, yeah, but no, you're right. There's a difference between individual ball and scramblers. We were playing last year, and it was Saturday, and I remember Griff shot like 80 on the front, and the whole back nine, all he said was, I can't wait to do this scramble. This individual ball just sucks.
I think he shot 82 or 3.
See, Griff's begging for first pick in the scramble, dude. He's not the worst scrambler out of the seven. No chance.
No way. The only thing that I will say with Griff is that's different from him and you guys is he doesn't bomb the ball like you all do.
That bomb don't mean
shit. I'll say this.
It does when you're hitting 9-iron instead of 6-iron.
He hit one to about 50 yards on 7 Wednesday.
He's got it. It depends which driver he pulls out of his bag.
But
that's right. The biggest thing.
He's packing three drivers. One of them goes.
I'll say this. For whatever reason, he's got irons from 1963, and the one club he got new is a putter. Well, that old putter might have been the best putter in the state of Missouri.
He's on my team. First thing I'm doing is throwing that new putter right in the fucking weeds.
He needed new clubs. He needed new irons is all he needed. And instead, he bought all this other dumb shit that he didn't need.
He ain't even got a full set of irons.
He's got a mixed set.
He don't have them all.
He's got three different brands.
He don't have them all. Like, he don't have, like, a 6-iron or some shit.
He's got a 5-iron. So, he's got, like, whatever he's
got. It's a Mizuno 5-iron, and the rest of them are, like, Tommy Armour or something.
He's got Tommy Armour. He's got, like,
Tour Action or something.
He plays the old Cleveland. The TA5s.
And then he's got like...
Black ones?
Yeah.
He's got like a tailor-made 4-iron, too.
All I know is they're like 30 years old.
They're 22 years old.
But I don't care. That putter might have been 100 years old, and when he's hot, he's the best putter.
I agree. I've told him that since I started playing here 3 years ago, I've told him he's the best putter at Mosswood. Oh, you're full of shit. That's what he tells me every time.
Nah.
But... And then he had the I'll say this, his team won in the scramble last year. You cannot pick a better team to surround him around, though. You had Josh Potterfield, a guy that can get the ball out, Mossy, who is as much fun to have on a scramble, probably is a top 2 pick on if you want to have fun in a scramble, you want Moss on there, and Tommy would be in the probably top five. Of course, Tommy's not going this year, but.
But also, them four guys,
three guys that are going to pump up Griff too.
Right? You can be two over or, you know, nine under, and then guys are going to act the same.
How did Moss and Josh Byfield end up on the same team?
Griff got first pick
and second pick.
Griff doesn't deserve first pick.
I don't think they snaked it last year.
It's just
we didn't snake it. Okay, that makes sense. Well, yeah, no wonder they won.
Yeah, Griff's complaining the whole time, and we draw numbers, and Griff drew number one. And then before that, he said, I don't even think I want number one.
Then he got it.
Yep.
Yeah, I said we got to go play.
What did they shoot? I think they shot 18 over on 27 holes, and we shot 17.
Yeah, that's some good golf.
I think the worst group was like 14 under, and we were like, somebody's going to come in and shoot like 8 or 9 under, and everybody's just going out there just balling.
Yeah, that's crazy. We got done, and I thought there was no way we lost. And, yeah, we lost to everybody. I think we tied one team and lost to everybody.
Such a fun trip. Bag it is. You're going to have so much fun.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Be interesting to see how many holes we can play with two extra groups.
What do you guys normally play on Friday?
So Friday, last year it was so cold, but we still played. We played 40 holes last year, the people at Scramble.
I thought it'd be more than that, honestly.
The most we've ever played on Friday, I think, is 43.
How many do we play of the actual Ryder Cup deal?
No. It's 54 holes.
That's a 54-hole event?
On Friday, we've played.
Have we finished the front nine?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've definitely played 45 before.
When we had 12.
The year prior, we did it.
So how's the Ryder Cup set up? Like, how many holes is it total?
54
holes total. Yeah. But is it all own ball?
Single. Yeah. So we're going to Friday. It's different than we've ever done it. But Friday, normally every other year we've ever done it, we've done singles the first round, best ball the second round, and come back and play singles Saturday morning. This year we're playing singles both rounds on Friday. And that's also your handicap tournament. And then Saturday or Friday night, we'll get done, have our steak dinner. We'll pick the pairings for Saturday, two-man scramble. And that's the last of the Ryder Cup.
This will be the first
two-man
year.
Two-man scramble on Saturday,
huh? First year we've had two-man scramble as part of the Ryder Cup.
So there's
Cup.
A chance, like, me and you could be on the same team on that Ryder Cup deal.
Yes.
Two-man scrambling.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep, there is a chance of that.
I'd be nasty.
And yeah. I mean, the reason
I wonder who they'd pair us against. Yeah,
me probably like me and
they just won't
me
pair and Debo. Us the bottom.
Yeah,
they pick me and Debo. We'll take.
You
all
don't want to get me and AJ on the same team.
But
we tend to not lose together.
Yeah, it'll be canting all over again.
Oh yeah, we tend to not lose.
But the reason we did that is Saturday. There's going to be more golfers out there, so wanted to be quick, and it's going to be like. You're out of the hole, pick up and go.
Right, and that's what we struggled with on Saturday in the past. Got to play a little bit faster golf. So scramble's perfect way to handle it.
Yeah.
I think we're all going to want to scramble on Saturday.
Yeah.
Friday's fine, like you're up there, but then have a long-ass day of drinking beer and playing golf. Like you wake up the next morning, you really don't want to be grinding over your own ball
right
all day.
Yeah, and I think, like I said, I think it will be faster and... You know, get done quick, figure out Ryder Cup, and then get right back. I mean, you want to start that four-man scramble as quick as possible. You know, get lunch quick and get out there and start playing.
Yeah, and we'll have to be very strategic how we put all the pairings out.
Something me and Ryan have talked about is that every other year we've let the captains place people. So what we're going to do probably this year is they can pick the matchups. For both, and then we're going to slot them how we think would be the best for time management.
And, with this many golfers, we got to do that. So, it's a lot of work, but it's all worth it.
So, all these picks get made on Wednesday.
Yep, the Wednesday before we go.
So, Wednesday we'll start off.
Even Ryder Cup teams. There's a lot of picking that goes on.
So, that's what I'm saying. First thing we'll do on Wednesday is pick the Ryder Cup. So, Griff and Trav will pick their teams. And then we'll do the scramble draft, and then we'll go ahead and get pairings for Friday morning. Or Friday morning and afternoon.
Yeah. So you know what time you tee off Friday, all day Friday?
Perfect.
Yeah, and also we'll have handicap tournament all paid out and done.
Paid out while we're eating dinner on Friday night.
On Friday night, which I mean, what, they paid $700 first place?
Yep. You'd know, right?
Defending champ. It didn't pay that much last year, but it was still good.
Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna. What'd you shoot last year? Friday night?
I shot, Friday I shot 71 and 67 on Saturday.
I'm just going to hit a hole in one.
That's all I care about. Like, if you really want to make money, you need to hit a hole in one. Because you get $100
from everybody. That's $2,700.
$2,700.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I haven't hit a hole in one in fucking 10 years, so.
Yeah, so you do, right? Just yeah, like me. Do.
I'm working on 38 years.
Yeah.
I like Barry. Every time I play with Barry, I say I'm due to chip in after I watch him chip in 4 times on the putting green.
Well, how many you're due for a hole in one?
How many hole in ones do y'all have?
I have one.
I have one. The first par 3 I ever played in my whole life, I hit a hole in one, and I haven't hit one since.
Oh, what about Ryan? I mean,
oh, my.
Do we, I'm due. I just got to ask this. Is Ryan the worst handicapped golfer to ever have 3 hole in ones?
He has 3 now.
I witnessed one of them, and it sliced through the tee, or through the tree off the tee box of number 3. Sliced through the middle of the tree, didn't hit a thing, one hopped and went right in the hole.
And he's hit 2 on number 3 at Mosswood, and he hit one in Louisiana.
It's disgusting. That one that I witnessed did not deserve to go in, but it went right in the hole.
Barry, you witnessed both of his injuries?
So, yep. And you two don't have a hole in one, right?
Mm-mm. Nope.
I mean, at this table, we've played a lot of golf, and that's very...
I've landed one in the hole on 3 that came out on the fly. Dunked it and came out.
It's rough. It's no fun to be that.
Which
close
is why I'm it. Not exactly the most compassionate to Griff's COVID hole in one because I've landed one in the hole that came out. So.
Yeah, I mean, we've all had.
Did Griff about have one? I barely heard about that.
Barely?
Yeah, I haven't heard about that yet, hardly.
Yeah, no. So, might have been a whole podcast episode.
Yeah. It.
Yeah. So, hopefully, I'm just the only one that has one next year. You guys can pay for all that.
$100 hole in one is a good call on that trip.
I'll buy your drinks for a while.
Yep. I would buy a lot of drinks if I hit one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd buy like $300 worth of drinks, which really ain't that much. But
I'd probably even do more than that.
Yeah, anybody at Spirit Hollow that day is going to really, they're going to know that I hit a whole one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, look,
I used to think I really wanted to hit one in the 4 man, but like, nah, I don't care about that anymore.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hit one in Spirit.
Well, my only one was in the 4 man.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You couldn't even collect, could you?
Huh? Oh, I collected.
Was it recently?
No. Weren't you? No. Didn't somebody else have to go get your money though?
I was 17 years old.
Happens.
Yeah.
Senior in high school.
Did you skank it or did you hit a good shot?
Just graduated or something?
Grade one. It was 161 7 iron. It was pretty thin, and I couldn't see it really. It either bounced hard and hit high on the flagstick, or it actually flew into the flagstick and dropped straight into the hole. I couldn't really see it, but. We just heard the loudest smack on the flagstick you've ever heard, and then got up there. It was actually in the hole. So
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
I thought I had one last year. I really did. On 15, I hit one, and it's me and Trav, and I forget who we're playing, and we waited forever. And we get up there, and I hit one, and Trav's like, "That's in, that's in, that's in." It takes one bounce, rolls, lips out, lips out off the right edge on 15. Last year, the captains got on here.
Yes.
Trav and Griff. Griff, you did that weird one-handed, bump on your own side of the chest thing when you found out the captain. Griff has to come on here with Trav.
Yeah.
And it's true. Do a little captain.
I agree.
It's true.
So, podcast.
Yeah. We should just, our next podcast, we won't have another one until we get both Griff and Trav here. Get them just staring at each other.
Yep.
I don't know if they like each other or don't like each other, but they should start.
I think they hate each other.
They should start hating each other.
Yeah.
We should, fuel that fire.
Yep. I still hate Volith because of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough to be a captain against everybody,
Who's captain last year?
One of these days.
Me and Vol.
Yeah.
You and Vol?
Yeah. Hunter, one of these days you're going to be a captain. Have you been a captain?
Yeah. Me and Ryan.
I'm a rookie. Yeah. I'm a long ways from a captain.
One of these days, it doesn't matter who you get paired against, as you're going to hate them. And it's going to last forever.
It's
for life.
I was a losing captain, and I had a bad philosophy, which was just pick people that I thought would have fun playing together. But I won as a vice captain with Barry. So
captains change every year, huh?
Every year we get new.
So,
how do you pick?
Are we saying Baggett and Butler at some point?
At some point.
Not next year, but at some point. They got to. We got to show that Baggett.
Yeah, you got to. You got to do your time.
Not skip it for crappie
fishing.
Right.
Wrecking my boat this year didn't hurt my golf game, so yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. So we have some ideas for who next year's captains are. So those get announced at Buffalo Wild Wings on Saturday.
Yep.
Who decides?
The
committee?
Tournament committee, which is me, Ryan, and Josh and AJ.
I like it.
Yep. So we'll let everybody know. But yeah, before then, Griff and Trav, we're calling you out. You got to get on here. Got to stare each other down. Realize that you're about to just completely battle it out.
Yeah, be thinking about it. You know, 28 golfers, first time ever. And, you know, we're finishing up, but you know, if things go smoothly next year, I think we can go ahead and just write down that we're going to have 32 and we're going to have that whole place rented out.
Yep.
Cause
I didn't know it holds 32.
Yep.
Yeah, because we got two people that are definitely guys that would play every year that are not, that are guaranteed spots next year, and Shoemate and Glenn Tommy, who has as much fun as anybody. So
yeah, I think we can find two others to cover that. So yeah. Well, as we finish this thing up, Hunter, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It was good to hear about your little 31 action last week.
Yeah, enjoyed it.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Yeah, keep that plus +4 handicap up.
That's right, he is a plus +4.
I'll start putting some bullshit scores, don't you worry.
No, you will not. Don't allow that. So, well, everybody, thanks for listening in, and we'll talk to you next time.
See you, boys.